Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxxis Chassis, Must Be Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
All Steel brought to you tonight by the Dirt Classic Qualifier, Sunday afternoon at Roaring Knob Speedway. Well, this is our first post-race podcast after the Napa Rumble at I-96 Speedway, featuring the World of Outlaws STP Sprint Car Series, where Donnie Schatz picked up his second win in four races, and also the World of Outlaw point lead. It was a wild feature night with an all-Casey Kane Racing front row, with Brad Sweet and Cody Dara starting on the front row. Sweet jumped out to an early lead, had Dara on his back bumper, and for a while it looked like the race might go green to checker, but then on lap 18, Sammy Swindell stopped with a flat tire on the front straightaway. He got that changed, rejoined the back of the field. Two laps later, Dara had a flat tire after dropping back to the field and made contact with Paul McMahon. McMahon was able to keep going with just some wing damage. Dara's team had to change the right rear tire and rejoin the field. Now, on that restart, Brad Sweet had picked the bottom line previously, picked it a second time. This time, though, spun the wheels a little bit, and Donnie Schatz, who had worked his way up to the second spot, was able to pull the slide job through turns one and two and took the lead off turn two. Now, normally this would be probably lights out for Donnie Schatz. However, Sweet did not give up. Schatz gained, boxed in some lap traffic, Sweet right on his back bumper, but then with six laps to go, Schatz was able to clear the lap car of Brady Bacon, where Bacon held up Sweet just a hair and gave him enough of an opportunity to open up a little bit of a lead. Sweet came charging back to make a final lap challenge, but Donnie Schatz picking up the feature win by half a car length over Brad Sweet. Here's what Donnie Schatz had to say following the race.
Winner tonight, Donnie Schatz, had a great final restart. Don, what did you find at the top there on that final restart? Helped you get by Sweet?
Well, we were running the top before that, and he picked the bottom, which was the preferred line on the start. But once he got halfway down the straightaway, we had to run on him, and I had no choice but to try to go for the slider, and we drove right by. We just stuck really good going into one, drove across there, and met up with the cushion and went, come out the other end leading. So it was a good start. He spun the wheels a little bit halfway down the straightaway, which allowed me to get a good run on him. So from there, she was trying to just make good corners and make the right decisions in lap traffic, which was really kind of unbelievable when we got to it. Some guys were obviously not wanting to go a lap down and turning and changing directions and grabbing gears, whatever they could, to stay on the lead lap. So it made it a little bit difficult to get to the end, but we got there.
I was going to say, it got a little uncomfortable there at the end. A couple lap cars, when you approach them side by side, how do you approach that personally? You come up on guys running side by side for position.
You got to either try to split them or get around them at some point. And I tried to get between them and get past them. But, you don't expect them to pull over for you. That's not racing. But, it's my job to pass them. But when you get past somebody and they got to go the extra level to try to get you back, that's a little bit on the unrespectful side. So we have a little bit of that, but I've learned one thing in racing: karma always wins. What goes around comes around. So it's a give and take situation. It'll take someday when we give. So we'll just wait for that time, I guess.
One more question: you've been passing a lot of cars lately, but tonight finally paying off for the win. How nice is it to find not only pass some cars but end up in victory lane?
Well, that's the whole goal. We've been an awesome car the last four races. I mean, last night is absolute a shame fifth, even though we started 23rd, where our car was capable of winning and was capable of qualifying better than it did. It all come down to where we went out qualifying and how crazy we wanted to get trying to wreck the car to qualify. So we've had a respectable finish, but other than that, we've had two wins in the last four races and a second, and that's what this team's made of. That's what they've proved last year. They're getting back on track where they need to be. They're finding things that are helping us, and that's all you can ask for as a driver. That you got a team that's 110% behind you, and they're working their tails off to make it even better. So we got that going on right now, and makes me look forward to Wednesday.
All right, Dyson.
And that's Donnie Schatz after I-96 Speedway's victory. And Schatz starting to catch fire through the big money races coming up over the next few months. And Schatz starting to get on a roll. Brad Sweet finished in the second spot, slightly dejected. Here's what Sweet had to say.
Brad almost got him there after he got you towards the end, but that last restart, unfortunately, got by him.
Yeah, those double foul restarts are always tough to make a decision, and I'd won the last two starts on the bottom, so obviously you can't go with what's been working. So went back down there, and he just got a run off the top, and it's Donnie, so you know he's not going to mess up. And slid me into one. I probably should have shortened my entry into one a little, and maybe slid myself, would have given me a little better shot at it. But, you know, coming home second to Donnie Schatz is nothing to be ashamed of, and, you know, we're gaining on it. And I felt like tonight we had a car capable of winning. You know, just he was just as good as us and beat us on the restart. So, you know, we'll keep working at it and keep getting better, and hopefully we can win a few more of these.
Did your car get a little bit better as the runs went on?
Yeah, I think so. And in lap traffic, it's always tough to be the leader because you know, the lap. It's tough when you lap the guy the first time, and then they know the leader's there. So it seems like it for me to get through a few of those guys and make a run at Donnie there at the end, but you know, just came up a little bit short.
All right, Brian Sweet.
That's what Sweet had to say following the A main event. And how about David Gravel? Since stepping into the Roth Motorsports car, has been on a bit of a roll, but got a different car out, and you'll hear him talk about a little bit. And also overcoming having a push truck after setting a quick time for the evening, run over his right rear tire, getting ready to push off for the heat race. Long night for Gravel. Here is his review of the night.
Yeah, no problem.
Solid podium finish tonight for David Gravel with a night that started well with a new track record, but then before the heat race getting run over by the push truck, definitely an adventurous night for you.
Yeah, definitely. Started out great. We wanted to qualify well. It's our first quick time with this car, so that's great. Obviously, the push truck running us over, hurting the right rear bumper, wing, you know, that doesn't really make you happy. So that was all right. You know, we got through the heat, and then backed up in the dash, started eighth, and had a really good last restart and got by a bunch of guys. I think like four guys on run restart, and then passed Joey to finish third, so podium's pretty good.
We've touched on this with you before about you and your restarts. What did you find on that last one?
You know, everybody wanted to go to the top, but track started getting abrasive and cleaning off, and, you know, I rolled the bottom one time really well, and it was open and hit my marks, and, you know, everybody was up the racetrack messing with each other, and I just snuck by.
All right, David Gravel.
I would look for Gravel, possibly, to make a run at one of these big races for the end of the year. The team seems to be really on the roll. So those were your top three finishers from I-96 Speedway on Saturday night. Of course, the World of Outlaws STP Sprint Car Series heading to Kokomo for a midweek program, and that should be ever exciting. But that's going to wrap up this post-race edition from the I-96 Speedway Napa Rumble featuring the World of Outlaws STP Sprint Car Series. Of course, don't forget to join us Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern for TJ Slideways Live, where we'll discuss this race and more later on in that program. Thank you, and good night.
You're listening to TJSlideways.com podcast.